Apostle Joshua Soundham, known as an apostle of apostles, an architectural masterpiece of the word, a trailblazer and epitome of indescribable anointing and unction in this age. He is an enigma with a colossal appetite to reveal the word of God to bring light and hope to numerous people. His deep insightful teachings has placed him on a pedestal as one of the leading voices who would bring a reawakening to people about the true purpose of the kingdom of God. A graduate of Armada Bello University in Zaria, Joshua Salmon started preaching the gospel at a vibrant young age with a God-given mandate to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit through signs and wonders to confirm Jesus is alive. He is the founder of Eternity Network International, a ministry he started in March 2011 towards equipping and perfecting the saints by the revelation of God's Word and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Our distinguished preacher is the host of Koinonia, a program impacting thousands of people worldwide. The term koinonia is a Greek word which literally translates to communion or intimacy. Apostle Joshua Salmon has mentored and influenced many heavily anointed men of God. He describes himself as a product of bestowed grace, anointing, and divine invitation. Ladies and gentlemen, with Jesus' joy, let's make welcome Apostle Joshua Salmon to Impact Convention 2024.
Hallelujah. The Lord will do you good tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you. I love your pastor. I love this church. And this is true. Amen. I really count it an honor and a privilege to be here. First, because I love the Lord. But second, because of the relationship that I have with the man of God, a great prophet of God. I said that in the morning, but let me repeat myself again. That the privilege of relationship that I've shared with Dr. Amos Fenwa, beyond being a mighty prophet of God, he truly is a good man. Truly. Hallelujah. And so we honor you and thank you for what you represent. Thank you for your contribution to our lives. How many of us are ready to receive tonight? Hallelujah. Can you lift those hands to heaven and cry in 1 minute? Father, let your fire, let your grace rest upon my life. Teach me to a new season in the Spirit. That the faith required to produce the exploits that God has destined for you, I'd like you to declare by the Spirit that as His word comes, that faith is imparted in your spirit. It says, arise, time for your light is come. Someone is praying, for your light is come. For your light is come. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. It is important that we expect the power of God to be at work every time we are gathered. The Bible says that as they came and as Jesus taught, the power of God to heal was present. Whether the power of God is utilized or not is a different discussion. But it's important that we come with this awareness. Hebrews 11 and verse 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must, number one, believe that He exists. And then number two, He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. You have come tonight. It's important for you to be expectant. Make up your mind that I will not walk out of this door the way I came. Make up your mind that a more anointed version of me will walk out of this door. A healed version of me will walk out of this door. Are we in agreement on that? Father, visit us tonight in the name of Jesus. Visit us tonight by your Spirit and do good to our hearts. To Jesus be all the glory. Amen and amen. Please keep standing. Please keep standing. I saw something while I was seated. I think while Ephraim Nathan was ministering, I just sat quietly and I saw what looked like a dove, and it was resting on people. This is what I was seeing. Hallelujah. And when God begins to show me visions like that, then you know the Bible says that the Spirit of God came and rested upon Jesus in the similitude of a dove. When God gives us experiences like that, it's because He's responding to someone's hunger. He's responding to someone's prayer. Maybe not everyone, but I'm sure someone came saying, "Lord, how long? I have waited for this opportunity." And so let me just speak over those people and then we'll be seated. You believe in the power of God? I receive, I manifest your power and your wisdom to the nations. See Jesus lifted up, exalted. I receive, I manifest your power and your wisdom to the nations. See Jesus lifted up, glorified. The name that is above all names. This is not everyone, but I'm still the number 1313. I want you to bring all of them out now. The power of God is coming on 13 people. By this impartation, the Spirit. Bring them out. Go ahead and pray. We'll still be seated, but let them respond to what the Spirit of God is doing. Please bring them out. Pastor told us that conventions like this are an empowerment, an opportunity. In the name of Jesus, let that grace locate the men and women who God wants to raise. There are people that God is visiting right now. He's visiting all of us. But I saw the number 1 3 upon sons and upon daughters. In the name of Jesus, there's a reason why I ask that you bring them out and minister to them. For someone, God is saying, "You are the one chosen. I have chosen you. I will exalt you. I have chosen you. Even for your family, I have chosen you. In the name of Jesus, like Gideon, like Deborah, I have chosen you." Please bring them out. I have chosen you. This is the Spirit of God giving you an opportunity to experience His grace. I'm seeing a shofar in the Spirit, and the Lord is telling me there are 4 people being called into the prophetic. That prophetic grace is shofar in the name of Jesus for those people. It's a stirring in your spirit, man. It's a stirring in your spirit, man. It's a stirring in your spirit, man. 4 people. That prophetic fountain. God is giving you the eyes that see and the ears that hear. Let your power, Holy Ghost power, rest on me, rest on me. Let your power, Holy Ghost power, rest on me, rest on me. Oh, rest on me. Oh, rest on me. Oh, rest
power rest on me. Let your power for signs and wonders rest on me, rest on me. Let your power for signs and wonders rest on me, rest on me. Oh, rest on me. Oh, rest on me. Oh, rest on me. Holy Ghost power, rest on me. Hallelujah. One more prayer. The grace for speed. That anointing is coming mightily on someone. The grace for speed. You have moved too slow. The hand of God is coming upon you. I stretch my hands on behalf of families, on behalf of businesses, on behalf of ministries. I stand by the apostolic and the prophetic. I shift you in the spirit. Speed, 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 speed. No more delay. I bring a rod of the apostolic and the prophetic. Speed in ministry, speed in business, speed in career. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, every altar that has tied your destiny down, tie your business down, be clearing out of the way in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth in 1 minute and declare, speed, I'm making progress in life and destiny by the Spirit. The worship thing sounded so beautifully. No excuses. Go ahead and pray. This is a praying church. Take a minute to pray. Enough is enough. I rise by the Spirit. Enough is enough. I rise by the Spirit. In ministry, I rise by the Spirit. That is a prophetic word for someone. You have come past this mountain long enough. It's time to turn northward. It's time to rise higher in the Spirit, higher in grace, higher in power, higher in wisdom. Sing that song for me. The heavens declare your power and royalty. Lord, you reign.
King of the ages, you are the ancient of days. Lord, you reign. The throne is established. Justice and righteousness,
Lord, you reign.
Lord, you reign. Great are you, Lord, and greatly to be reigned.
You reign,
you reign.
So we cry,
holy, holy, King.
Celebrate Jesus in 1 minute. Lord is opening my eyes and I'm seeing a word, restoration. I want to speak it over someone. Don't be tired. This is why you came. This may not be for everybody, but in the name of Jesus, if there is anything the devil has taken from your life, let fire from heaven, as it rests upon you now, in within 3 months, I prophesy to you by the Spirit of God. Anyone who has lost relationships, lost resources, lost opportunities, let fire fall upon you now. The restoring fire. Help them, please. The restoring fire. Held by witchcraft, held by curses, held by yokes, let the restoring fire fall upon you now. I'm hearing in my spirit that God is giving someone a new name, an identity you have not been known with before. That name, Ichabod, that name called shame, that name called disgrace, that name called disappointment. May the God of my covenant change that name. Let a name that the mouth of the Lord itself will pronounce, may that be your new name. And he went and died. That same thing is holding your destiny. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm seeing 4 people. What? These are causes that have tied families down. I decree and declare, be released now. Be released now. Be released now. By the sword of the Spirit, be released now. No matter how hard you work, you live from hand to mouth. No matter what you do, you live from hand to mouth. In the name that is above all names, like Eli prophesied to Hannah, like Elijah prophesied to the woman in Shunem, I speak to you, according to the time of life, may my God lift you beyond your imagination. In the name of Jesus. You've been working for many years. This is what God is telling me. But every time it's time to promote people, something happens and it's like there is a covering cast on you. It's time for you to rise. Let me speak to that person. In the name that is above all names, shortly after this convention, you will marvel and wonder at the way God will lift you. I say to you prophetically, you will marvel and wonder at the way my God will lift you. Hallelujah. Before we sit down, in 1 minute, I'd like you to open your mouth and ask the Lord, What is that one thing you desire him to do in your life? Don't be silent. Go ahead. I'm releasing my faith with you alongside the prophet over this house. The Bible says, ye have not because he has not. I'm about to speak over those in front. But go ahead. That includes those following online. Are you praying? Business is shifting. Ministry is shifting. Destiny is shifting. They said, is Saul also one of the prophets? Callings and mantles, finding visibility and expression. In Jesus' name we pray. Now for all those who are in front here, there is a reason why I answer and bring you up. I pray for you that every grace you have received, every influence you have been delivered from, and every prophetic word that has come upon you, the grace to make it come to pass, I release upon you. I release upon you. I release upon you. And any spirit that will fight this prophetic word, we curse already in advance. In the name of Jesus. There is a lady here. Your family has a plague of sickness and infirmity. This is the one thing that has now caused over that family. It comes to an end now. It comes to an end now. I'm hearing in my spirit, strangers shall feed your flock. Strangers shall feed your flock. The meaning of that is that those you do not know, those you have never met, by the influence of the Spirit that will rest upon you, they will look for you, they will bless you, they will hold your hand and insist that you rise. This is by the Spirit of God. Receive it in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless all of you in front. May the Lord bless everyone in Jesus' name. Please be seated. Give Jesus a big hand clap. I marvel at what the power of God is able to do in the life of man. For someone, you came here as Saul, you are living as Paul. The encounter that you have will birth a very powerful ministry from tonight. Please, I want you to lend me your attention and listen very attentively to the charge I'll be bringing to you by the Spirit. It matters that we pay attention to the Word of God. It matters that we open up our hearts to receive God's Word. You may have heard me say that God's method has always been and will always be His Word. God's method to lift is by His Word. God's method to bless is by His Word. God's method to bring honor to a man is by His Word. God's method to restore is by His Word. God's method to empower is by His Word. Hallelujah. So if you ignore the Word of God, you have also ignored everything the Word carries. The Word of God is like a tray. If you want to serve a visitor that you honor so much, you will put the variety of the things you intend to serve the person in a tray. Once the man sees the tray coming, he starts to smile. Because most likely, there's a 3-course meal captured in that tray. There are drinks, there are foods of all kinds. That is how it is. When the Word of God is coming to you,
It's like a spiritual tree. In it is healing. In it is wisdom. In it is empowerment. In it is restoration. You believe that tonight? Hallelujah. Let's consider a few scriptures. I sense that there will be many impartations while you are hearing me teach. And the reason why impartations happen is that they come as the spirit of the word. Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 2. And the spirit entered into me when he spake unto me and set me upon my feet. Ezekiel 2 and verse 2. And the spirit entered into me. Hallelujah. The Bible emphasizes the necessity of faith in the life of the believer. The Bible is not silent as to the fact that we have been called by God to a life of victory and to a life of excellence. The Bible does not leave us in the dark as to the fact that walking in the experience of victory is predicated on the kind and the quality of faith that you and I possess. Hallelujah. Several places in Scripture attest to the fact that a man who is full of faith is also a man who will command great exploits in life and in destiny. Beginning from Noah, our father Abraham, and you read down the line to the apostles, the early church, the Bible credits supernatural happenings and manifestations in the life of the believer to his or her faith. This is very important. In fact, the Bible puts it this way: this is the victory that overcometh the world, it says, even our faith. Hallelujah. Every time Jesus rebuked men, he credited their unbelief or their lack of result to the kind or the level of their faith. And the Bible identifies several levels of faith. There is no faith for the sake of time. There is little faith. The Bible identifies great faith. Then the Bible identifies exceeding great faith. These are the four levels of faith that the Bible captures. That it is possible for a believer to have zero faith. Zero faith. No faith. Then little faith. O ye of little faith, the Bible will say. Then great faith. Then exceeding great faith. And you see, all of these levels of faith will purchase different levels of spiritual realities, different levels of results. My assignment tonight is to help show you a very deep spiritual formula that can help men build their faith and bring them to a position where with it they are able to command exploits. Are we together? It is in every believer's destiny according to Scripture to live an extraordinary life that is always supernatural. You do not have to be in the fivefold ministry to command extraordinary results. Are we together? We have been called, preordained. Our preordination based on Scripture is for us to live a life of excellence and a life of glory. Ephesians 2:10, the Bible says we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, it says, unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. So it is our preordination in Christ to walk in a life of excellence and grace. Are we still together? Yes. John chapter 15 and verse 8. I always want to quote that scripture. The Bible says, herein is my Father glorified, when ye bear much fruit, it says, so shall you be my disciples. John 15, 16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bear fruit. Not that you should go and bring back excuses. He gave unto one 5 talents, another 2, and then the last one. 2 of them brought back results and they were commended. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. 1 came with an excuse and he was called a wicked and unprofitable servant. God desires profit.
In Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 10, the Bible calls us the revealers of the manifold wisdom of God. It says, now to the intent that unto principalities and powers, that it might be made known by the church the manifold, multifaceted wisdom of God. Hallelujah. So it is in our preordination to live a life of excellence and a life of grace. Daniel 11 and verse 32, the Bible says in the B part, but the people that do know their God, it says they shall be strong capacity and they shall do exploits. Not talk exploits, not explain exploits, not write books about exploits, do exploits. Hallelujah. Let me show you two scriptures to begin to build what God is doing tonight, even in our lives. Faith can grow. This is powerful. Faith can grow. An individual's faith can grow and become robust. And we think you are able to command great victories, even in the spirit. There are two questions recorded in scripture that the disciples asked Jesus directly. Many, really. But two, as far as their spiritual growth is concerned. Number one, teach us to pray. Number two, increase our faith. They came to Jesus and they saw that Jesus did not seem to be teaching them about prayer like John taught them. And they said, listen, there's something about the way we pray, we're not getting results. He said, teach us to pray. And then when they saw Jesus, that should be Matthew 15 thereabouts, from verse 21 to 28. He healed the woman's daughter who came crying. And when they saw that healing, they said, increase our faith. Increase our faith. We know that the reason we are not able to do this is a faith problem. That was in Tyre and Sidon. Hallelujah. In Luke chapter 17, 5 and 6, Luke 17, please give it to us, media. Luke chapter 17, 5 and 6. That is a reference there. The apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. Faith can grow, but it only grows when it meets passion and desire. If you do not see the need for increase in faith, your faith will not grow. And if your faith does not grow, there are many possibilities you will see in scripture and even quote them that may never be captured in your Christian experience. For instance, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That will remain a story until your faith grows. Every statement in scripture has a condition that makes it active in your life. And if that condition is not fulfilled, not satisfied, it will remain a prophetic speaking that never comes to pass. Are we learning already? Hallelujah. Now, there are two keys, very quickly, to growing your faith. The first is found in Galatians chapter 3 from verse 5. The full text is 5 to 9, but let's consider Galatians 3 and verse 5. There are two components to growing and building your faith. Number one is called the hearing of faith. He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you. How does he do it? Doeth he by the works of the law? Question. Or by the hearing of faith. There is such a thing as the hearing of faith. This is the first component that is responsible for any faith that must become robust. What you hear is very important. The correctness of the information. Listen carefully. There are many believers who cannot have their faith built because they are hearing, but what they are hearing does not have the power to impart faith. Not every information imparts faith. There is an exact spiritual information that sustains the energy and the power to impart faith. Are we together now? So the Bible says to be careful what you hear. That should be Mark chapter 4 I believe 23 to 24, the hearing of faith. Mark. He says, if any man has ears to hear, let him hear. Verse 24. And he said, take heed what you hear. Everybody say, take heed. Jesus is warning them now. And he's saying, do not give your attention to every information. Take heed what you hear. Because what you hear has an implication on your destiny. There are people who stop believing God because they heard something. There are people who stop living by the word because they heard something. In the school of faith, the foundation for a robust faith is the correctness and the accuracy of your spiritual information. Are we together? When God wants to help a man and wants to build your faith, he connects you to streams of accurate spiritual revelation, accurate information. When God gives you the gift of good men, the gift of a teaching priest, the gift of a pastor according to his heart, as in Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 15, it says, and I will give you pastors according to my heart. Are we together? And that they shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. There are many believers whose Christian experience began to change the moment they encountered accurate information. There are many people who believe, but they have believed a lie. And so when they stand with that information in the presence of real life situations, it becomes impotent because the seed of truth is not in it. It says, sanctify them by thy truth. To sanctify means to set apart. See that? Thy word is truth. You want to build your faith? You must take the responsibility of walking with the Spirit and walking with structured mentorship to help edit the things that you hear and the things that you believe. At the pastors, the leaders' conference in the morning, we considered a scripture in Acts chapter 19 from verse 1 down to 4. The Bible says, it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, he came to Ephesus. And the Bible says, finding certain disciples, verse 2, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? Their response, and they said unto him, we have not so much as heard. Everybody say heard. The problem was the hearing. The reason why they did not experience the Holy Ghost was somebody told them something else. May not have been the accurate information. The problem is the hearing. There was no hearing of faith. Are we together now? Yes. So most believers have random spiritual information and they hope that one or two of those information will translate to a victorious life. There are certain things, if you do not hear and you do not believe as a believer, you will never walk in power, you will never walk in grace. There is an exact body of information that constructs victory for a believer. Did you hear what I said? Not every spiritual information translates to a victorious life. You must obtain grace from God. And blessed be God that God gives you a pastor who, through the sacrifice of alignment, is able to distill spiritual knowledge and serve you with knowledge that is already prepared. One of the reasons why you honor men of God who lead well is because of the sacrifice and the pain they have taken. Many of them using their own lives as guinea pigs to edit what works and what does not work, and to serve you accurate, life applicable, result producing truth. That the moment you receive it, it's ready to work in your life. They save you the labor of having to edit sense from nonsense. They bring everything together and serve you with grace. And when God gives you such a man, honor him. When God connects you to such a people, honor them. Are we learning? There are certain things every believer must know. When it has to do with the school of knowledge, there are some things if you do not know, you will fail in life. Number one, you must know who you are in Christ. As simple and as elementary as this truth is, the foundation for walking and living in excellence is the revelation of who you are in Christ. Number two, you must be aware of the vast spiritual resources that have been coordinated towards your life in Christ. It's not enough to just know who you are. You must know the spiritual resources that are available in Christ. The Bible calls them exceeding great and precious promises. It says that by them we might be partakers of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Do you know what God has given you? The worship team again sang it beautifully. Excelling by the blood, the word, the name. Do you understand the spiritual resources that are given to you? How many of you know that if I love you sincerely and I'm sending you probably to go somewhere at the island and run an errand for me, I will most likely make arrangements for your transportation. Is that true? I will most likely give you the money to make any purchases. God is not so irresponsible to send you and not put in place the spiritual provision. That you do not know how to access them does not mean you were not given. Ephesians 1 and verse 3. Blessed be the God of our Father who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Do you believe that? That he that did not spare his son but offered him freely for us, how much more? How will he not much more with him give us all things freely? In fact, the Bible tells us according to 1 Corinthians 2 that one of the ministries of the Holy Spirit is to reveal to us, to bring us to the knowledge, the comprehension of the things that have been freely given to us. There are certain things if you do not hear, if you do not have a man of God who helps you understand who you are in Christ. We live in a world of complicated identity depending on who you are listening to. You go somewhere and someone calls you stupid, committed unto him against that day. Conviction is a product of knowledge. There are things if you do not know, you will dance to every tune till you dance your way to a failed life. Are we learning? Who you are in Christ. It's important for you to know the resources that have been given to you. There are many things that God has given us as captioned in his word. For instance, he says when men say there is a casting down, you will say there is a lifting up. It means there is an agency in the spirit that insists that you remain on top. Do you know what it is? And do you know how to activate it? You shall be exalted above all the nations of the earth, and this blessing shall come upon you and overtake you. I'm teaching you how to have the faith that produces exploits. Listen, let me tell you sincerely. There are some things I believe can never happen to my life negatively. No. You see, light can lead you beyond certain things, and you will know that you have left certain realms forever. One of it is I believe till the day I see the face of Jesus, I will never lack help. I've indoctrinated myself to believe in the possibility of the ministry of men. You may have heard me say, if God wants to bless 10 people in this church, I will start praying for the remaining 9. It's true. And this is not empty talk. Life will test your conviction. Life will test your conviction. I found out from scripture that everybody in Christ is a blessing. Genesis 12:3. In thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. You see, you have this revelation that no matter where you go, there must be help that will arise for you. I have learned from scripture and I've learned from study. It's impossible to be hated by all men. Even Satan is not hated by all men. There are people who love him in spite of the fact that they know he's the devil. So why will everybody in Lagos hate you? That means there's a problem somewhere. I said it during the minister's conference that even terrorists have wives. They exchange vows with the wives. The woman turned and said, yes, I will live with you forever. Say amen. All you need is one person by God. If you think it will take a crowd to bless you, you don't know God. One person. One Pharaoh. One Ahasuerus. Are we together? One Abimelech. This is how God works. There may be many noisemakers, but just one encounter. And there are 8 billion people on earth. This is my conviction. So you don't just say I have favor based on what understanding? The sharing of faith. The sharing of faith. I believe that there is no enchantment and no divination for as long as I'm serving the Lord. You see that now. I truly believe that if I did not have this life by God's grace, only God would tell how many times they've carried our names to watch shrines and said what there. Joshua Selman, make sure you don't see Sunday. Sunday, here am I again. You see, investigating who hates you is a useless body. God did not give you that ministry. In build a garrison around your life by light so that it does not matter. He said, no weapon fashioned against you. Do you believe that? Or are you just quoting it? Fashion. Fashion. I was talking to our dear people and I said, when we started our ministry, someone truly, not just an exaggerated story, one of our overflows, they just carried a charm, and I was even away on a trip and the owners of the facility called me and said there's something they've discovered. I said, really, leave it for me, I know what to do with it. I said, who is this foolish person now who wants to kill himself for nothing? Instead of you to come to church and receive the same blessing you want, you now want to die for nothing. He suffered no man to do them wrong. This is the basis of that confidence. Don't make bold statements without a scriptural garrison. This is why many believers get disappointed. God forbid, nobody will touch me. Based on what? Because you think men like you, you are joking. Wake up. He suffered no man to do them wrong. He never said to do all wrong. There are people you can hurt and go free, but there are some them immune by the jealousy of God. He reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. It's true. It's true. Are you learning now? So the first component, building Bible faith, depends on the quality and the correctness of the spiritual information you hear. Let me show you something. I hope you are learning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Give us Luke chapter 13, please. For sake of time, I'll read 11, 12, then I'll jump to 16 and 17. The Bible says, this is the story of the woman. Remember the woman who was bound? 18 years. I want to show you an interesting story. The power of God is going to come on someone now. I just saw this. No, it's not him. It's not everybody. There's somebody, the power of God. And please, that person will start running. Just hold the person so it doesn't injure themselves. Let me just do my thing. The way the Holy Spirit works, and sometimes why he does these things, I do not know. But the prophetic word for that person is that you will never remain at that same level. There is a cause that have kept people in your family in one position. And so what the Spirit of God is doing now is a prophetic act. An energy of the Spirit will rest upon you. So when that person, please, I want you to just hold the person so you don't, maybe so they don't injure themselves. Why God does this, honestly, I do not know. Sometimes he just does this as a sign and a wonder. Let's continue. Behold, there was a woman, watch this, who had a spirit of infirmity. How long? 18 years. And she bound herself together and could in no wise lift herself. The terrible thing about this scripture is that she was going to church. For all those years, she went to church. There was somebody she listened to every other day. When Jesus saw her in church, he called her and said, woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. Follow carefully. Maybe let's just read it down to 13. Then he laid his hands upon her. Follow closely. And immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Next verse, please. The Bible says, when the ruler of the You see those people? The ruler of the synagogue. This is a category of people to not listen to. They answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed her on the Sabbath day. And they said unto the people, there are 6 days. Look at the kind of sermon they were listening to. This woman was almost dying. And see the content of the information they were serving them. There are 6 days in which men ought to walk. In them, come and be healed. Don't come on this day. The Lord rebuked them and said, you are hypocrites. If your goat falls on Sunday, I'm paraphrasing it using a Nigerian expression. If your goat falls somewhere on Sunday, will you not go and pick it? Will you say, I will leave it there until Monday? He said, you are hypocrites. Verse 16. Now, Jesus brings an information that this woman had never heard. He said, ought not this woman, help me, being a daughter of Abraham. This is the basis. Were you not mentored that when God called Abraham, he left a promise to him that in thee shall all the families be blessed, and that that blessing was for Abraham and his seed, that seed being Christ? And according to Galatians 3:29, it says, and if he be Christ, then are ye heirs according to the promise. Do you not know that based on your connection to Abraham, you should not suffer this? I'm sure the woman was saying, I've never been told. Listen to me. There are many believers today who would have been blessed. And I'm speaking generally to the body of Christ. If only they heard the right things. It matters what you hear, not just that you hear. It's the reason why every man of God must obtain grace from God and stay with the word. Come up with information that is true indeed to serve God's people. Not just opinions. So that you don't say amen to what will never come to pass. Are we together? So the hearing of faith, it matters what you hear. Have you been told that you have been exalted with Christ? Raised up with him, far above principalities, far above all vicissitudes of life. The Bible says, he that cometh from above is above all. If you don't believe that, it will not work for you. Are we together now? That when men say there is a casting down, dear believer, for you there is a lifting up. I'm constructing the understanding that produces victory in your life. You cannot have random spiritual knowledge, a mix of culture, wise sayings, and a little of Bible, and you want exploits. No. Your understanding must be so altered and adjusted to give the Spirit room to produce power through your life. You cannot help weak people when you believe you are weak too. It doesn't work that way. You see that? You must believe you are the individual standing by grace at a vantage position. Then you are able to help. That everything your hand tries to do, you do it with grace, and that it works for you because your hands are blessed. The day you have this understanding, nothing dies in your hands. Believe me, this is not just church talk. Nothing dies. Because grace flows through understanding. Grace flows through understanding. Grace flows through understanding. It is your understanding that becomes the pipe for grace to flow through your life. If your understanding is poor or inaccurate, grace cannot flow. It says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge. The question I'm asking you is, what do you believe now that you need to change? What do you not believe that you need to start believing? It says, beware. Take heed what you hear. There are things I used to believe before. I don't believe them again. There are things I didn't used to believe before. I believe them now. There are things I used to believe before. I still believe them now. There are things I didn't believe before. I will not believe them forever. You must have the fluidity of the ability and the fortitude to transit your knowledge until you prime yourself properly towards a victorious life. Don't hold any loyalty to wrong information and say, well, I've believed this all my life. You can change. Did you hear what I said? You can change. So you want to build your faith? The first area to address is the correctness of the information. Thank God for a church like this that God has brought you, where you can sit down and listen to truth that is able to build, is able to change you. Acts chapter 20 and verse 32, it says, and now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, the Bible says, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Hallelujah. Watch this. I want you to challenge yourself today as you go back home and challenge yourself that from today, I will begin to take personal responsibility to work on my beliefs. There are certain wise sayings you should get out of your life. I didn't offend anybody. Nobody should offend me. Delete it out of your life. The whole world lieth in wickedness. The condition for an attack is that you are born, not that you offend anybody. The moment you are born, ask Moses, ask Jesus. Who did Moses offend? Who did Jesus offend? The moment you are born, you are a candidate for an attack. You define your realities based on the shield of faith, wherein you will be able to quench all, not some, the fiery darts. The devil will kill what he can kill, steal what he can steal, destroy what he can destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that ye may have life. Do you believe that? Satan is called a thief, not a friend. So if you ever see him around your vicinity, he's not looking for a relationship. He came to destroy you. And if you allow him, he will tear your life one by one. With an energy you cannot explain. You would think because he's touched your health, he will pity you. Wait till you see what he does to your finances. Then wait till you see what he does to your children. Satan is a merciless and a vicious and a stubborn spirit. You need to be able to stand your ground. He says, haven't done all to stand. He will tear your ministry if you give him room. He will tear your husband and your wife. Don't watch your children going haywire and say it's just the time. They will change one day. This is where science and religion agree that nothing changes on its own. You have to exert a force to change things. Is someone hearing? Lagos is not opening up for you. You are saying one day it will be better. You are joking. No, you are joking. In this Bible, the Bible says right from the day of John the Baptist, the kingdom suffered violence. Finish that scripture for me. It says the violence. You still remember that scripture? The violent will take it by force. By force. Not by consensus, not by negotiation, not by discussion. The language in the realm of the spirit is power. Psalm 66 and verse 3. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. It says, through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves to you. Hallelujah. Does the devil want to kill you this night? Yes. It's not prophecy. It's what he wants to do all the time. There is no special day he wants to destroy you. Every opportunity he has. But hallelujah, the Bible says, I lay me down and I slept. Psalm 3. It says, but I wait for the Lord sustain me. He said, this is the day that the Lord has made. Who made the day? Not God and Satan. Satan also had to wait for the day to be made to attack. So if you are in relationship with the one who made the day, that means your interest was considered in the making of that day. I expect every day to turn out favor, every day to move me forward, not just because of myself, because of the integrity of the maker of that day. This is my understanding. You need to construct your understanding. I'm teaching you how Bible faith works. If I call two believers now and I say, will you be great? Yes. Why? You don't know me. That's not, you are not answering my question. Why do you think you are going to be great? Because you are in Lagos? No. Try to answer it in your mind. What gives you guarantee that your children will be great? I just have this feeling you are wrong. So wrong. Psalm 1:12. Let me help you. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commands. The Bible says his seed shall be mighty. Psalm 112. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. It says the generation of the upright shall be blessed. The generation, not just the children. That should be the basis of your confidence. Listen, our audacity in the kingdom is not based on what we want. It's based on what God has said. God is only committed to what he has said, not what you want. When you align what you want to what he has said, it will look like he's answering what you want. God does not answer what you want. He answers what you want that is consistent with what he has said. Again, let me repeat for emphasis. God does not just answer just because you wrote something you want. Does not mean God will answer it. There are rules that God himself is bound to. He is bound to the jurisdiction of his word. He is all powerful, but he responds. The modus operandi of God is his word. He cannot act outside of the jurisdiction of his word. So, a lamentation in ignorance will touch God, but it will not bring answers. He is moved at the feelings of your infirmity. We call that compassion, but he responds to his word. If you want to get God to move, find what he has said. The point of action for God is what he has said. Even the anointing of the Spirit has the singular assignment of fulfilling what he has said. Genesis 21:1. Please shout that scripture when you see it projected. Is God helping someone already? Genesis 21 and verse 1. One to read. One more time. Let me do for you as I do for my people back then. Put your name. Now you can shout it. One, two, go. And the Lord did unto Joshua Selma as he has spoken. Yes, sir. Listen. God only visits as he has said. He only does as he has spoken. So what has he said concerning you? That I am the head and not the tail. So I expect a performance. What has he said? I am above only and not beneath. Listen, if you don't believe this, if you are too big to believe this, you will suffer in life as if Jesus did not die. Are we together now? There remained a rest for the people of God. The Bible says, for they had the word just like we did. But the word did not profit them, not mixed with faith in them that heard. He said, today when you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Don't say this man of God is just talking nonsense, especially when you don't have results. It is foolish for a student without results to edit what his lecturer is saying. Have results first. Then you can say, let me refer to this. When you are given a formula by professionals, even in the academia, you are not given the liberty to edit until you earn a certain status. Are we learning? Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. This book of the law. What is the basis for the success? This book of the law. Not this business you are doing, as important as that is. This book of the law shall not depart from out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein. You know what it means to meditate? To ponder until it sinks into your spirit, day and night, that thou mayest do. We're coming there. That will be the last key, and then we're done for tonight. Your faith will never grow until you put together everything God has said and begin to believe them. It is your responsibility to use the discipline. Take advantage of the grace that God supplies. Put a compendium of the speakings of God that relates to every area of your life. You know that people die anywhere you are coming from. Listen to me. The oldest person did not cross 25, and you are already laughing. Get scriptures. I shall not die but live. Because it is only what God said that is committed to doing. Do you believe that? Man of God, what gives you the basis that members will come and keep coming to your church? I think I'm a good man. Sincere but wrong answer. You don't know men. They ran away from Jesus, talk more of you. What did Jesus do? So what makes you believe that because they came yesterday, they'll come tomorrow? When the Bible said the heart of man is desperately wicked, didn't Peter run away? Everybody ran away from him. Where were the guys that ate his bread and wanted to make him king? Men for you. That means there must be something more than a good heart. Listen, let me tell you the truth. If you find this thing back, you have found it. There is nothing the devil can do. If you find it, what makes you believe you will prosper? You know how much one bag of rice is now? Huh? 80,000. Who is selling the one you are calling 90? Call the person and say, don't be fair. Don't be unfair. My friend, things may not be bad, but don't use the opportunity to oppress people. Are we together? You can define your reality. That someone can come to you and say, my sister, I've been sent by God to bless you every week. If you don't believe what I just said, you are not a Christian. Because it happened to Elijah. Is that not true? Except you don't. Listen, don't pick the part that is convenient for you in scripture and believe. If your faith does not allow you to believe that, grow your faith to a level where you believe it. But don't just say it cannot happen. No, don't sell unbelief to people because of the depravity of your spiritual growth. If you don't believe God can go that far, then step back and learn how to grow your faith until you can believe God. A bird brought bread to a prophet. It was not a parable. It actually happened. God will not send ravens to bring bread every day. But there are times you, before your crops grow and you harvest, you will need a miracle to sustain you. You have farmed well, but it takes a while. Seed time and harvest subscribe to the law of process. What do you do while the seed is growing? You will need supplies that will sustain you. Hallelujah. And God visited Sarah as he has said. God healed this person as he has said. So when you go to God in prayer, you see that now. You go to God on the basis of what he has said, not the basis of what you want. Prayer only works when you connect what you want to what God has said. The challenge with believers is we write things out of pain and sympathy and say, God, you died for me, you must answer it. This is the man who must give me 1 million tomorrow. If not, you are not God. And God says, I don't work that way. I promise you that I will raise men, but I did not write their names in the Bible. Leave the men to me. I'm the one who knows how to. By the time you write a name, you are manipulating me. And it doesn't work that way. What if the man says, I won't bless you as an act of my will? God will respect his greed and use another person. Is that true? But by the time you tie your heart to your uncle, you will be angry every day. And God says, look at what I can do. I can bring a stranger. Let me give you one testimony. And I'm just saying it to the glory of God. Preparing for our conference in the U.S. And it's not because the means was not there. Someone just calls and says, I don't know the person. I've never met the person. I don't know if I've met the person. And the person said he wanted to be anonymous. He said, please let us know how much everything for the auditorium, all through during the conference, everything, let the invoice be given you once to pay. I said, no. That has been said. He said, no, he's going to do it. Who are you? He doesn't want to be known. He doesn't want to know everything. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. In this same 2024. Now, I'm saying this not to brag. I hope you understand. If your faith has not reached the point where you believe God is El Shaddai. Start the journey of building it now. If you are a man of God here, let me tell you, except you want to compromise, if it's the God of the Bible that you want to see Him move in your life, you must build your faith. There are many pastors whose faith is small. That's why their result is small. You know what your faith is? Your capacity to believe God. And that comes based on the quality of spiritual information that you hear. All blessings come from God, but they come through men. Provided there are men alive, you should not be stranded. You begin to cry only when all the men in your locality are dead. But provided somebody is alive, everybody will not tell God no. And you don't need to know them for them to bless you. Knowing them is an advantage. They looked unto Him. Is that still in your Bible? Listen, I'm taking out time to show you this. I want to stretch your faith this night. If you cannot believe God for help, then the Bible says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. It says, from whence cometh not our help? I don't know where you get your help from, but it says, my help, kabaratosiata, my help, just like faith, my help cometh. Now watch this. It said, it cometh from the Lord, Pastor, the Maker. I like that name. Do you know God as the Maker? It's not only the heavens and the earth He makes. He makes destinies. The Maker. When the Maker decides to visit your business, when the Maker decides to visit your ministry, you know what it means to make? As women, if I say, make pounded yam and soup for me, what do you need? The ingredients. And the Bible says, and God is able to make all grace. How many grace? All grace. All the dimensions of grace that must be present. Hallelujah. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me. Say, I am anointed. Let the devil hear you. Say, I am anointed. It doesn't matter what the devil tells you. You don't have to be a man of God. I'm anointed. The Spirit of God is at work in me. Yes, sir. That means the results that follow the anointed should follow me. Many of us limit the results to just praying for the sick. No. Extraordinary supernatural possibilities. My goodness. You need to believe this. You need to believe this. Carry this mentality. This is my thinking. This is how faith is built. So the one who wants to build his faith is the one who journeys with the Spirit through Scripture, finding what God has said and daring to believe them. Can I tell you, every time you find what God says, every truth does not, it meets an information that is already occupying its space. It is your assignment to displace that information and replace it with the truth you have. Your heart is not empty. Your mind is not empty. Your truth will meet one lie somewhere there that has been there since you were small. You insist by the word till that lie gets out of your mind. Listen, let me tell you sincerely. I came from a background where I saw people struggle in ministry. Sincere people. Everybody will wish you well, but help you will never see. They will say, may God who called you, go with Him there, let Him know what to do with you. Sincerely so. And I said, no, I can't live like this. After COVID, there are people who plunged to depression till today. They've not recovered. They lost billions. Everything went down. You see that now. Now, I sympathize with you. But if your life crashes just because certain zeros disappear because of a business, you don't know God. Those zeros is just psychology. See everything that left you the same way you see your money in the bank. It's not in your pocket, but you know it's there. And that under a certain condition, it will gravitate back to your destiny. This is how you... So you can laugh even when things look like they've left you. They are still on earth. Nothing leaves the earth. It's still there. under a certain condition. Ezekiel 37, I prophesied as I was commanded, and the Bible says there was a sound. All those bones that were scattered, the skeleton was still intact. They were just scattered in various locations. Like your health, part of it is in Europe, part of it is in America. Are we together? Part of your lifting is somewhere in Ibadan, but under a certain condition. There is a word that gravitates. This is true. Believe this. Beware what you hear. There are things that when you hear, don't fight, don't quarrel, but just leave it quietly and say, I will not believe this. No way. I will not believe this. I will not believe this. Aluta continua. Victoria Escata. Wonderful statement. I will never believe it. The struggle does not continue for me. No. I walk circumspectly as wise and not as unwise. I redeem the time by knowing what the will of God is. Is someone learning now? You are in ministry and they say there is no space for you. You know that God is a way maker. He is so. He is so. He is so. You doubt that he is, you are right here in this building today. You see, there are things some people are holding now that does not belong to them. They are only caretakers. It's in your Bible. It said, go to a city whose roads divide and lose a colt there that no man had ridden on. Even the owner was not permitted to ride on the colt because it did not belong to him. There are things, there are prophets people are holding now that is for certain conferences. They don't even know. They don't know why they cannot spend it. Under a certain condition. You are Ebenezer.
You are Ebenezer. You are Ebenezer. You are Ebenezer.
Spend 5 minutes and let me give you the last key. Is someone learning now? Look at me. You see that an attack on your word study life is not an attack on your Bible study. It's an attack on your destiny. Satan knows for as long as you do not know and cannot believe what God has said, you will never see a performance in your life. Show me a man who does not have a job yet. Show me a man whose destiny has not opened up yet, but is spending time feasting on the word, building his conviction. I show you a man that all doors and all gates must open for him. Must open. Must open. Because scripture cannot be broken. He said, have respect for the covenant. For the dark places of the earth are a habitation of cruelty. Have respect. You created the system by yourself. Honor it, O God. That you are the rewarder of them that diligently seek you. Man of God, I'm showing you how to petition God to open the doors of your ministry. If you sit down, you are just waiting for someone to come and promote you, you'll be wasting your time. Human beings are not that selfless. They can be selfless. But human beings are intrinsically self-centered. You will need to define your possibility. Father, you sent me and you called me. And the Bible says the Lord gave the word. Then it says, great was the company. Hold on. That means nobody who helps to lift the vision under me should be small. Because he said, great was the company. There is a destiny connecting everybody who becomes part of your vision. Great was the company. That means worshiping. None of you should be small. Because the Bible said, great. You are helpers of the vision. And you can stand before God and say, Father, I am a faithful worker in this church. I should not beg. It was not my fault that my father went to be with the Lord. But the Bible said the Lord gave the word. You gave your servant the word. I am part of the great that company publishes. And I have been faithful doing so. And the Bible said a worker is worthy of his wages. This is how this thing works. This is how this thing works. This is how this thing works. When the Lord gave us the instruction to move to Abuja, I got there. I think I've shared it here. I said, my God, what do I do? No idea where we'll be. No idea who will help me. No guarantee people will come. To make matters worse, I'm not on social media. What in the world is? How am I going to navigate my way? My goodness, this God.
I will worship Him forever. Love you forever. Because this God is true to you. I will worship Him forever. Love you forever.
Apostle, where will my customers come from? Here, not the streets. Where will my increase come from? Here. Where will the healing anointing come from? In honor to what God has said. Why will God anoint you? Because I pray. No, sir. Because He said so. The assignment of your prayer is to bring that prophetic petition. That in Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5, Lord, I come from a family where nobody has risen. But while I pray, you showed me from scripture that right from when I was in my mother's womb, like Jeremiah, you called me and ordained me to be a prophet. Where is that mantle, oh God, that you sent to work with me, and a grace will rest on you and turn you from that village to become a global wonder? Believe me. Believe me. Believe me. I sense in my spirit God is expanding someone's faith. This excuses you are giving, you will remain down that way. It's time to get started. Waiting for things to happen will leave you in disappointment. Believers don't wait for things to happen. Leads me to the second part. The Bible says, be careful how you hear, your attitude. What you hear is the first law of growth in your faith. But how you hear, you can hear the right thing and not respond to it accurately. The proof of hearing is accurate response. If I say come, please come, that means you heard me well. Right? Please go back, sir. If I say come, sit down. Come. Sit down. Come. No, I mean sit down. I want to illustrate something. Stand up. If I say come, you sit down, but don't come. Come. Did he hear me well? The only proof that you had is that you obey according to what you had. Accurate response is the proof that you had. If it be thou, bid me come. And he said, come. He never said, Peter, come. He said, come. Anybody would have acted on that word. When it was time to resurrect Lazarus, he said Lazarus. Because if he just said come out, that would be it. Every dead person will come back to life. But when it had to do with walking on water, if it be thou, bid me come. If he said Peter come and James walks, that would be disobedience. But he said come. The same way, nobody's name was written here. If you diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord to do and observe all that I command you this day, my Bible says we shall be exalted above all the nations of the earth, and these blessings will come upon you and overtake you. I believe this. I believe this. All the nations of the earth, it doesn't matter what nation, I believe this. Listen to me. If you are still at a level of the anointing where you feel you are stunted, the key is not to run around just looking for who lays hands on me. Can I tell you, nothing will change in your life until you hear correctly and you obtain the doing grace to act on. It has nothing to do with money. Money is part of what it produces. The power to prosper acts in three dimensions. The first place it rests on is your mind. The power to prosper rests upon your thinking and your intelligence. According to Job chapter 32 and verse 8, Elihu said, there is a spirit in man and the breath of the Almighty maketh men of understanding. That is what the power to prosper does. It will breathe upon your understanding, giving you superior spiritual illumination. The next place the power to prosper rests on is the works of your hands. That everything you do is blessed supernaturally. Then the third thing the power to prosper does is to rest on your feet, giving you accuracy of direction to the right audience that have the capacity to reward you. So it's not just a generic thing that rests on you. It's why believers keep saying, I have the power to prosper, and they fail. Because when it rests on their mind, they don't engage with it. When it rests on the works of their hands, there is no work in their hand for you to bless. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. One more time. The Lord is my shepherd. Why will I not want? What does a shepherd do? No. The Bible lists every function of a shepherd in that scripture. He guides. He leads. He restores. So if you say the Lord is your shepherd, have you allowed him to guide you? Have you allowed him to lead you? There is a difference between direction and guidance. Direction shows you the correct destination. Guidance shows you the steps to get to that destination. You can receive direction, but without guidance, you will still not get there. The assignment of direction is to show you the correct destination. The assignment of guidance is to show you the steps. If you direct me, you will tell me, follow that door and go out. But if you are guiding me, you will tell me, if you jump here, you will still die and you will not get to that destination. You have to show me how to navigate my path past seasons. The Word of God provides both guidance and direction. It is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I'm going to pray for you. Listen. This is how this thing works. It is not story. I will tell you why this thing does not work for many believers. We don't engage. God is speaking to someone. God gave you an instruction to sow a seed. You argued it away and casted the voice of God because of greed. And God said, okay, I respect you, but you will remain there. And you are complaining, God, why are you lifting others? Because when they heard the word the same way you heard, they mixed it with faith. The Bible says, a diligent hand shall be made fat. Is that true? When others are walking and serious, you may be playing or maybe doing something you should not do. The basic way God blesses believers is by placing his anointing upon the works of their hands. Whatsoever your hand finds to do. How about preachers? But nobody's listening to me. I think people just don't like me. It's a lie. Study to show yourself approved unto God. Approved unto God. There is a relationship between laziness and shame. A relationship between laziness and shame. God will not send responsible, well-structured people to you to sit under your grace when you've not put your life together, spiritually and intellectually. Nobody will carry his wife and children and come and camp around you. No excellence, no administration, no understanding of scripture, no grace, no dexterity, no intelligence. People love you, but they love themselves too. So when you are praying that God should bring people, you make room for the blessing. And when there was no more vessel, the oil stopped. The problem was not the continuity of the oil, it was the limitation of the vessel. If your mind is this way, God cannot bless you this way. He hates waste. That's why 12 baskets were gathered. God does not waste grace. He ministers grace according to the capacity provided. So while I fast and pray and read books and study and open myself to materials, I am saying, Lord, this is how far I want you to use me. Listen, let me tell you this. If God has called you, jumping around to tell people God has called you is marketing your failure in public, because you will fail woefully. Neither do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel. Your assignment is not to go around saying, try me, God has called me. No. announcing you is exclusively the ministry of God. Paul plants, Apollo waters. The Bible never said God gives increase, then Paul plants and Apollo waters. He waits for Paul to plant. He waits for Apollo to water, then he brings increase. So if he has not brought increase, don't tell him bring increase. Check your planting. Check your watering. Hallelujah. Father, I want you to list me as a worship minister to the nations. How many songs do you have? 4. I love you, but the nations, when God announces you like that, he's announcing himself to you. You don't have the capacity to sustain his name if he gives you that platform. You see it now? So with 4 songs, the body of Christ will exhaust your value in 1 month, and there will be nothing else to serve. So because you are in an elevated position, you will start derailing other people, because you are supposed to be a reason to help people, to inspire people. I want to have a global ministry. Do you have, can you preach 6 sermons in 1 week and preach with excellence and grace? Can you preach to all kinds of audience and communicate Christ with intelligence? Can you preach controversial topics and navigate your way with intelligence? These things are not an impartation. It's a learned ability. As you give yourself to study, you are saying, Lord, this is how far I want you to use me. God will not disgrace his name by sending you to the nations. No, sir. You have to close. Please rise up on your feet. Please, no movement. I want to pray for you now. The Bible says, he that strives for mastery is not crowned unless he strives lawfully. While I watched your worship team come up to minister, I was so blessed. You could see a product of grace enhanced by preparation, skill, gift that was utilized. Listen to me. Let me tell you this. God's servant made a statement and said, when it has to do with driving, you want a good driver, not a good man, to drive you. Did you hear what I said? When it has to do with driving, your focus is to get a good driver, not a good man. When it has to do with flying, you are looking for a good pilot, not a good chef, not even a good man. Being good is wonderful, but being good upon a gifted life. You see that now? There are many people who are just good, but in terms of value that commands attention, help, and reward, they are not serious there. And so they feel all they can bring is their goodness to the table. Goodness is good, but you need more than that. Jesus did not just come with a good heart. He came with grace and the ability to sacrifice and to give all. There are 2 prayer points you are going to pray, and I speak over your life tonight. Prayer point number 1, the grace to stay on the word, to edit my understanding till I saturate my life with what God has said. Go ahead and pray. Let it be from the depth of your heart. Father, help me to place value on your speaking, to place value on what you have said, for that is the basis of a robust faith. Not what I feel, not what I want alone, but what you have said, what you have said. Teach me what you have said. Show me what you have said. Someone is praying. I obtain grace to be a student of Scripture. As a preacher, as a businessman, as an administrator, as a parent, as a student, I receive grace. Grace to walk in keeping with what God has said. I am careful and attentive to the things that I hear. My destiny depends on it. Exploits depend on it. The speakings of God. The speakings of God. The word of God revealed to my spirit as concerning every area of my destiny. 1 minute, we are praying. Please cry to your maker. Let it be from the depth of your heart. Lord, I desire results. Tired of explanations. I desire genuine results in ministry, in my finances, in leadership. I desire results. In Jesus' name. Prayer point number 2. The grace to obey. It says, now that ye know these things, happy are you if you do them. If you do them. The Bible says, talking about Father Abraham, that after he says, that Abraham considered not the deadness of Sarah's womb. He gave thanks. He was faithful. Paraphrasing, he was faithful to obey. Can I tell you this? You must obtain grace to obey. Many of us, what is responsible for our stuntedness is disobedience. The instructions have come, but disobedience. God tells you that if you are afflicted, you should pray. You've been afflicted since January, you have refused to pray. It's disobedience. Disobedience. Does any man lack wisdom? He says, ask of the Lord that giveth liberally. How do you know you lack wisdom? By the kind of consequences that follow your decisions. If your decisions are not superior, it's a bankruptcy of wisdom. And wisdom is connected to mighty works. And so you cry, but you have not cried. The Bible says, follow them who through faith and patience have obtained the promise. God has saturated your life with people who have commendable results. You have refused to submit yourself to follow them. Disobedience. Having the readiness to judge all disobedience only when your obedience is complete. Father, the grace to obey. The grace for complete obedience. Someone pray. Obedience in giving. Obedience in prayer. Obedience in fasting. Obedience in taking advantage of the word. Obedience in taking actions of faith. Obedience in setting up the works of your hands. Obedience in pressing for competence. I receive grace in the name of Jesus. Let me encourage you, do not miss tomorrow's session. I'm sure the details will come. Make sure you open up your heart for tomorrow's session and then the final session. God is on a journey with many of us. Allow Him to finish what He's doing with you. Investing this week and rewriting the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years of your destiny would be a wise bargain. You didn't hear what I said? Let me speak over your life. Hold on. Do you believe in prophetic words? He said, I prophesied as I was commanded. And he said there was a sound. If it is God that commanded it, there will always be a sound. Always be a sound. I'm lending my voice with the angel and the prophet over this house. And I want to speak over your life. You came to church. You sacrificed so much to be here. Let me deposit something by the Spirit of God. I pray for you in the name that is above all names. From today, may you experience God as helper. I say it again, from today, may you experience God as helper. The assignment of a helper is to make things possible and to make things easy. Two things. A helper, every helper has two assignments. To make things possible and to make things easy. I say it again. May God reveal Himself in your life, your ministry as helper. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number 2. All blessings come from God through men to men. I don't know where the human vessel is, that prophecy is upon to help you. But I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Wherever they are in this Lagos, or in this Nigeria, or in Africa, or across the globe, I cry to the God of my covenant. May they gravitate towards you. 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 In the name of Jesus. Everything that has killed your prayer life, that your passion for God has gone down, is an attack on your destiny, because Satan knows that in your advancement in prayer is the advancement of all things connected to you. I pray for you tonight, fresh fire on your altar. The grace to get back to prayer from tonight. The grace to get back to prayer from tonight. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Let me hold my Bible as I speak to you. I don't know what has destroyed your appetite for the word. You would rather watch a movie than study scripture. Nothing is wrong with watching a movie. But with respect to your destiny, it will be irresponsible of you to be watching a movie when your destiny is on fire. There are times to turn everything upside down in your house and open this scripture. It says, I wept, for no man was worthy to open the book. Weeping continues once the book is closed. He said, weep not, for the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. He is worthy to open the book. I pray for you, the grace to open the book, let it rest on you. The grace to open the book, let it rest on you. The grace to open the book, let it rest on you. The Bible says in Luke chapter 4 that he was given the scroll, and he opened to the scroll of Isaiah, and he found there where it was written concerning him. I pray for you, as you open the book, may you find what was written concerning your destiny. Find it by the Spirit. Concerning your ministry, find it by the Spirit. Concerning your assignment, find it by the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Let me pray for your finances. Please believe it. Believe it. Believe it. God blesses us principally through the works of our hands. But you see, the church is a place where we allow the prophetic speakings of God. There is an advantage we have in the kingdom. We are not just left to buying and selling. We are not just left to transactions. There is a prophetic advantage. We are not without help. Buying and selling only became potent when she met the prophet. It was the prophet who referred her back to buying and selling. But it was his prophecy that made her to be able to get vessels. And it was his prophecy that made her to be able to get buyers. If she just got vessels, she would not even get vessels, and she would not get buyers. It was the prophecy, because the prophecy came, she gathered everything and he said, now go and sell it and leave off the rest. It's good to do business, but make sure God goes before you. Because it is vain to wake up early and to sleep late at night, only to eat the bread of sorrow. But my Bible says he giveth his beloved sleep. Therefore, I pray for you in the name that is above all names. In this season, I pray for you extraordinary supernatural financial supply by the Spirit of the living God. May my God connect you to strategic opportunities. Connect you to strategic opportunities. Hear me. It says, the increase of the earth is for all, that even the king is fed from that which comes from the field. I'm wrapping up. I feel stirred in my heart to pray for you. In the name of Jesus, I forbid you from begging. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do I have a minute to make an altar call? Keep standing, everybody. You need Jesus. You need him now. You need him fast. You need him above every other thing. Please leave your seat and come here. You are saying, I'm rededicating my life to Jesus. Apostle, I do not want to play games. I'm only waiting for one person. One sincere person who means business with his life. Is there an honest person who is coming? Leave your seat and come. Leave your seat and come. Leave your seat and come. Don't be ashamed. Don't wait for anybody to be the first. Leave your seat and come. He's calling you. He's able to give you a new beginning. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Come bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Come. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. We're out of time. If you're coming, please rush. Come. Let's celebrate them as they come. You need Jesus. It's like being invited to come and receive an award. Only that this one surpasses every award you will ever receive. He called himself the way, the truth, and calls himself the life. Come, win that war finally over your destiny. Apostle, I want to come, but I'm unsure if I'm saved or not. Join them. There is such a thing as the assurance of salvation. You can know him, you can love him, and you can serve him. You cannot love a God you do not know, and you cannot serve a God you do not love. It starts with knowing him. Then you love him. Then you serve him. Come. 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 If this is all this conference was about, it was worth it. Listen. You can count us over their lives. We have no idea what is over their lives. We have no idea what God can make out of their lives. The Bible says, now are we the sons of God. Then it says, it doth not yet appear what we shall be like. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your boldness to come. And that includes those who are following online. Someone is following, listening online, perhaps by television, listening on the internet, connecting across the globe. Even though you're online, this is an opportunity to make Jesus Lord of your life. When it has to do with the business of salvation, there's no barrier. Now, let me ask you to pause for a moment, filling your forms. You'll do that after the prayer. I want to lead you to make this prayer, and I want you to know that you're not reciting a poem. Let it be from the depth of your heart. May I please request that you lift your right hand as a sign of surrender to this Jesus. Say after me as loud and as clear as you can. Say, Lord Jesus. One more time, say, Lord Jesus, tonight I have heard your word. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died for my sin. I believe that you rose again for my justification. Right now, I declare that you are my Savior, you are my Lord, and you are my King. I declare that the power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over my life. From tonight and forever, I'm a child of God. I go forward ever and backward never. Amen. Keep your beautiful hands lifted and I pray for you. Father, thank you for these precious people. The Bible declares that as many who will come to you, you will in no wise cast away. They have come declaring your lordship over their lives. In the name of Jesus and based on the authority of Scripture, I declare your sins forgiven. And I declare that the empowerment that helps you to live a victorious Christian life, may that grace rest upon you. In the name of Jesus, I call you the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And I declare that from tonight, you will keep going forward ever and backward never. In Jesus' name we pray. Now please, I want you to just look to my left. That will be your right. There are counselors willing to have a word with you. Please let me request that you cooperate with them just for a minute or two. Let's honor them as they go. Hallelujah. So please be encouraged. We meet again tomorrow. Make sure that you invite everyone. See this weekend as a retreat for you. and you go home, rest, refreshed by tomorrow. You are around at the time allotted, praying in the spirit and preparing your heart for other weightier things in the spirit. May the Lord bless you in Jesus' name.